morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
It is January 14th, 2021. It is Thursday, and I just remembered I forgot my tea. I am back with my tea. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes by Olivia Blake. So, let's get your day going with a little magic. We are drinking happy tea today. And I actually just added some honey from Paris that I got. And I added it because my honey goes bad in like 4 days. So I need to use it. But this tea has lavender. So we are going to talk about some really fun stuff with lavender. We're going to talk more culinary because we haven't before that I'm aware of. So this information comes to us from SpoonUniversity.com, For the Love of Lavender, written by Pamela Lynn. The story goes that Cleopatra's seductive secret to wooing Julius Caesar and Mark Antony was her bathing in lavender. When the tomb of Tutankhamun was open, the slight scent of lavender filled the air. Dried remnants of the plant filled the tomb. The love of lavender has been well documented in history, dating back 2,500 years. The author says she fell in love with lavender about 5 years ago, always wanted to seek out a natural remedy and research for how to deal with stress. According to dozens of old wives' tales and folklore, lavender has been long considered the herb that drives love, passion, and seduction. It is also thought as being an antiseptic, anti-inflammatory, disinfectant, and aromatherapy herb. Although known for its soothing, relaxing qualities, an infusion of lavender has been used to treat insomnia, heal headaches, toothaches, joint pain, small cuts, sunburns, and even acne. Physicians use it to clean wounds. Midwives use lavender to aid in childbirth. If you are looking for a way to relax after a long day, use the fresh leaves and flowers in a bath. You can cook with lavender by adding a few flowers or essential oil into the tea or biscuits or even ice cream. A simple drop of lavender essential oil in your cocktail is delicious. Lavender products, including dried culinary buds, tea bags, or essential oils, can be purchased at health food stores or online. So you can make things like lavender ice cream, which, oh my gosh, do I have the stuff to make this right now? Oh, I don't have culinary lavender buds. Actually, I have nothing to make this. I just now really want it. Yeah, she has a recipe in the link for no turn lavender ice cream. All right, witches, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from CornwallLive.com. Explorers film inside abandoned Cornwall home linked to Aleister Crowley. And this is written by Lisa Letcher. The footage has revealed a supposed demonic rituals found by urban explorers inside the alleged home of occultist Aleister Crowley. The group of explorers known as Lost Adventurers went to explore the old isolated farmhouse in Cornwall where Crowley was rumored to have once lived, although there is no concrete evidence. The self-styled Great Beast has been alleged to have owned the cottage in West Cornwall and has been suggested he might have used it as a base for his occult practices after an unusual death took place there in the 1930s. Crowley has been associated with the property, which is now surrounded by bracken and collapsed outbuildings, in literature since the 1950s. However, the occultist was a diary keeper. And his entries for May of 1938 clear him of being in Cornwall when the death occurred. He was certainly in Cornwall later that year to visit his newborn son. It has been said, though, by some that the cottage was the spot where Crowley summoned the devil himself, and rumors of hauntings began and remain to this day. In light of this group of urban explorers traveled there to add their names, the brave visitors scrawled on the walls and made a 20-minute video documenting the progress, which can be viewed on top of this page. There will be a link in the podcast description. But once inside, they were shocked to find that it was lit with candles, a recognized way for people pursuing dark magic to link to the man and demon. Yeah, Aleister Crowley has, like, a lot of lore around him, and not even just, like, in the occult world, which, like, we obviously hold Aleister Crowley in, like, a spot of, no matter how anyone feels about him, is considered an important figure. But in the mundane world, especially in the regions where he lived, like Cornwall, they have, like, they have a whole slew of, lore around him. So it's really fascinating. I will have a link if you want to watch the video of this, of these people, exploring his home. All right, witches, I am going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and we'll talk after this break.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, January 14th. The waxing crescent moon moves farther into the expanse of Aquarius sky today. The energy of yesterday spills into today as we try our best to navigate the turbulence. We must listen to our better angels today. Mars and Uranus will do everything they can to keep us off our games, but if we focus on continuing to build up those lines of communication, no matter what insults are hurled at us, we will be able to win out in the end. Your daily moon mantra is, communication leads to community. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Within the pages of Witch Way magazine are tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch forced to return to her remote hometown gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist banished to an island by her ex turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. A preternaturally lucky millennial politician falls for her problematically unlucky neighbor. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, WitchDailyShow.com.
All right, so we have a question from listener Kaylin in our Facebook group. Kaylin says, has anyone ever used tarot cards to speak with spirits? Does it work like talking to deities or guides? I do not own a spirit board and am not proficient with a pendulum to know if I am swaying it or not. I have a spirit in my apartment that loves to turn things on and off. I feel no ill intent from them. I believe they are just trying to say something. Thank you. So Vicky responded. Vicky says, if you communicate out loud to spirit and your card your intention, I'm sure you would be able to get some answers. Make sure you protect your spells, yourself, and your space, only inviting the entity you want to talk to. I would let the deck choose the cards by shuffling until cards pop out. Good luck. Kiki says, I think there's a tarot spread in the spiritualism issue of Witch Way for this. I'll see if I can find it. And I believe Dana Newkirk also uses tarot cards in a paranormal investigation. Let's see. Nicole says, I do. I'm an intuitive reader, and I was literally just speaking. I literally just speak as I pull cards for their responses. I always thank the spirit afterwards and leave an offering. I love that idea. So, yeah, I think basically if you want to be really simple about it, I would do what Nicole does. Just tell the spirit, hey, I'm going to try to communicate with you through these cards, and then start laying cards out and just see what you get. If you are really proficient with your cards and you and your cards have a really good relationship, they will give you a card or two indicating that they're reading what you want them to read. Okay. They'll give you a card or two that is just confirming that everyone's on the same page. All right. So is this a witch veil? Yes. I love witch veils. All right. So this comes to us from Tammy in the Facebook group. Tammy says, good morning, lovely witches. I just have to share my epic blow up last night. Oh no. Not quite a witch fail, but definitely different. As I said, my intentions last night, I had everything burning bright. I had my intention burning while my intentions were burning in my cauldron. What was burning in your cauldron? Oh, maybe paper? I don't know. I'm going to guess paper were burning because that makes sense. I'm going to take a sip of my tea. While this was happening, I was cleaning everything and making my altar look beautiful near the cauldron that was burning, of course. At the end of the evening, the cauldron is still burning bright, for it had wax in it. Oh, yeah. And it had now caught fire along with some eucalyptus. Oh, yeah. Wax will catch on fire, y'all. I've seen it. With some eucalyptus, that's a whole different story. So I decided it was time to extinguish the flames. And as I poured water into it, 3-foot flames shot up and doused the whole area with wax. I just stared at it and thought, oh my God, what if alarm goes off in the house? My husband is asleep. I quickly shut the door, stuffed clothes under it so smoke wouldn't travel, and let it burn itself out. Then sat there and laughed. Fortunately, everything was cleanable. Nothing was destroyed, but oh my God. You could probably see it from outer space. Yikes! Oh no! Yeah, flammable failure. Oh my gosh, guys. We have to be careful with fire. You guys, we have to. Lilith says, you are very lucky you weren't burned. Aside from not burning your house down, wax. Yeah, the wax could have stuck to you and burned you. She says, get yourself a pizza pan for the oven and use it like a cover and smother it. I'm very happy you were not hurt or yelled at by your husband. Jenny says, this reminds me of a time I lit an incense stick directly under our smoke alarm and caused it to go off. I started to freak out and for some reason decided I needed to wave the hand holding the incense around to try to get it to stop. It's so funny. Upon realizing what the hell I was doing, I take off into the kitchen because I knew my husband would be storming out of the room to make fun of me for what I had done. you guys. I love you guys. You guys are so funny. All right, witches. We have a little magic today. We are talking about the folk magic of... Oh my gosh, I literally just listened to the pronunciation. Let me look it up again. All right, so we are talking about the folk magic of Kellinig. This comes to us from Emma Catherine, the January 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine. Nowadays, we tend to think of giving gifts over the festival period as being associated with Yule or Christmas. But truth is that it is a British tradition that dates back to the ancient Roman times. It was particularly popular during the Middle Ages with kings and lords giving gifts to their servants, with the exception of Henry VIII, who, it is said, demanded gifts from his servants and subjects. Oh, we hate him. For me, folk magic has always been about sharing our blessings with those around us. And here we will look at the Welsh tradition called Kellinig. The word Kellinig translates to the first day of the month and is Welsh tradition that has gift giving at its core. One old Welsh rhyme goes, today is the start of the new year and I have come to ask for coins or a crust of bread and cheese. Oh, come to your door cheerfully, without changing your appearance, before the next arrival of the new year, many will be dead. Wow. The rhyme hints at the harshness of life, particularly for the poor. While the new year might be a time for celebration, the rhyme reminds us that beneath the hope and festivity of the season, many would not make it to the following year. The term Kellinig describes a tradition is also a thing in and of itself. A kalinig is an apple decorated with evergreens, twigs, and dried fruit, and is said to bring luck and prosperity. These were gifted to friends, family, and loved ones on January 1st to bring luck, health, and prosperity in the coming year. So, let's make our own kalinig to give to our nearest and dearest this year, so they may have a blessed start to the year. To make a kalinig, you will need the following items: an apple, whole cloves, red or green ribbon, 3 sticks of equal length, seasonal greenery like rosemary, ivy, and holly, and craft and florist wire. So she has instructions on how to craft a kalinig, but I'm sure whatever you do, it's going to be fine. But if you do want to read her instructions, it is in the newest issue of Which Way. This ritual is extremely simple, and you need nothing more than incense, a candle, and a bowl of fresh water. To begin, gather everything you need. This could include an altar setup. Light the candle and create a sacred space as you normally do by casting a basic circle or burning a purifying incense. Spend a few moments in quiet meditation, visualizing all of your good intentions and best wishes flowing into the kalinig that you just made. When you are ready, dip your fingers into the fresh water and flick the kalinig, representing prosperity and purification, and say, "May love, joy, and peace, prosperity come to you. This is my wish for a year anew. Stay away trouble, worry, and strife. May this new year bring you a blessed life. This is a gift bestowed by me. As I will it, so shall it be." Now, all that is left is to give the kalinig to your chosen person. Happy New Year's, witches. So Emma Catherine practices British traditional witchcraft, voodoo, and obeya, a mixture representing her heritage. She lives in the sticks with her family, where she reads tarot, practices witchcraft, and drinks copious amounts of coffee. Same. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of The Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Lisa Moore. Lisa, you talented, loyal tiger cub. I also want to give a shout out to listener Christina Benfield. Christina, you luminous, sweet butterfly. And then finally, Melanie Hardcastle. Melanie, you cunning, talented witch. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before I leave you, we do have a card pull. Our card today is the Ten of Earth from the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. It is about consciousness of creation, interconnection, communion, green wisdom. You are never alone. You have a web of support. You're called into deeper community and higher consciousness beyond your current understanding. The plant people are willing and wise teachers and many healers who will teach you about the medicine within the heart of every person. Commit to a path of beauty, harmony, and balance in body and soul. Recognize, revere, and celebrate your connections with creation. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.